Yo.
What did I tell you about calling me out of the blue, huh?
Hey, listen.
Seventh time in 4 weeks
that you've called me out of the blue. You've asked me to join your goddamn pod, Majigga, while I'm eating my goddamn chicken and rice.
Listen, Joey, I understand. But listen to me. I have a very serious question to ask you.
What's the question, Joey?
No, you're Joey.
Call me Joey as well.
Yeah, you're Joey.
I think we're both Joey. This is just, what's the question?
Ma, I can change, I promise. Ma.
It should have been you in that fire.
I should have started that fire on you, man.
Okay. What's crackin' lacking?
It's just that I lost motivation for life and my dissertation.
Oh yeah, so it's a regular Tuesday.
But you know, I finally got my Pop thingy from Amazon. Hashtag plug. This video is sponsored by Pop. In no way they pay this or anything. I have to pay them for this. But you know, let's get the name out there, shall we?
You have to pay them to get the item.
Yeah, dude, I got this new Pop like double walled thermos thing.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool. You said Pop like several times before saying what the hell the thing is.
No, it's all right. I thought everybody knew it was. Come on, man. Come on, Joey, get in the line. But yeah, it's like this. It's a double-walled steel thermostat, which shaped like a bottle.
Okay.
What it does is like it has like an air gap in the middle, basically. So it keeps keeps things like cold hot drinks hot for like 12 hours, and cold drinks cold for 6 hours.
Oh, is it like an unspillable one as well that you can't rock?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh okay, because I feel like that was implied, but it wasn't super obvious.
But like, dude, and like, the thing is, though, like, I put my hot chocolate in this morning, like 8 a.m. That's right, I drink hot chocolate. I know, basically.
Of course, I mean, we're still only 6 years old. Why would we have coffee like regular older people?
Exactly. But yeah, I put hot chocolate in this morning at 8, and I like. Two or three. I still couldn't drink. It was too hot. And I'm like, God damn. So I had to open the lid up and let some cold air in there.
Oh, shit. So it was too good of a product. Is what you're saying.
It's too good. You know what? I feel like it's over-engineered. You know what? I'm going to throw this thing in the bin. You know what? Keep my money.
nobody needs the drink to stay as hot as it does. Like how does this thermodynamically even work? I mean, what are you doing? Where's the heat going?
Actually, I looked up a research paper on how, like, double-walled thing keep the heat in. It's very smart. I'm like, ah, oh, these guys are geniuses.
Every time I think of something like that, like a freezer or anything that, you know, keeps the temperature ambient or whatever, all like the same inside.
Yeah.
I think about the episode of Avatar: The Last Airbender with Zuko and Sokka when they go to rescue his girlfriend. Or is that the purpose of them going?
Yeah. From the thingy mine, yeah. From the thingy camp, yeah. Prison camp where there's, like, no metal.
No. It's like a volcano, isn't it? The prison.
Yeah. So, like, it's like a camp where all the airbenders all the earthbenders who are part of the revolution or whatever, they're put inside the volcano, but it's because they're all in the steel, and that's where all the waterbenders are as well, because they can't get enough water up together.
Right.
It was, yeah. And then Sokka came up with that really genius way of, like, making something out of that prison box.
It's because Zuko was cold, but, like, it's sick because in that episode, not only, like, do they think about a plan to escape, so that shows how sick and how smart Sokka is, but also, like, just how sick Zuko is because he can still keep a flame alive in that cold temperature.
Oh, that was nuts.
Yeah, like,
but to be honest, he's not as good as Sister though. It's just a sway too.
I mean, it's weird how good Azula is with her blue fire and whatever, and just
I feel like she had to be though. If she wasn't, there'd be like there's no way for Zuko to develop.
Yeah, I feel like, but it's just like everything. It just made you angrier. Like, from looking at it from Zuko's perspective, like how everybody just loved Azula, like, oh, Azula, you're so smart, you're so this, you're those, so you're so that. But, and they just treated Azula like shit, man.
Yeah, but like during the summer solstice, like because she fired because she was so untrustworthy, she fired all her best people, and then and then she was off edge. Yeah, and I was like,
her mind then though. I think I don't know what caused it. I can't remember like if one thing caused it. It was just her paranoia, I guess, with becoming. She's gonna become
Fire Lord Azula for the Fire Nation. Whereas, what's his name? Who's the Fire Lord? Ozai. Ozai was gonna be the Fire Lord of the whole world.
Yeah, like a supreme leader, like an athlete, like leader. But that was it. So she was gonna be Fire Lord, but then he was gonna be like a supreme leader or whatever.
Dude, you know what's weird? Like I remember so much facts about Avatar, but anything else? I forget it, like my wife's birthday, my son's death day, you know, let's not worry about that.
Oh, yeah, oh my God. minor details. Yeah.
Just for the listeners, he's still alive. Actually, no, he's still dead because I still haven't gave birth to him yet, but let's not worry about that.
Sonny's still only 6 years old. I feel like, As a show, it's great and all, but like I still like Korra more. But I like Korra more in the sense that it's like
tech, an expanded. Korra's more technical avatar where like you learn a lot more about the past, like how the first avatar came to being.
Yeah,
and there's like different variations. But Aang is just
Korra without having the foundation of the Last Airbender. But you can't have Korra without the foundation of the Last Airbender. So like. But it just paved the way for like, I can't really think of an example where there was something and then the sequel was like much, much better. Like the adapted sequel. There's probably a bunch of examples where like there's like one work. Maybe Star Wars with like, you know, the older Star Wars shows and the film.
But the thing is though, I don't think we could truly appreciate that because we never actually waited until the other episodes came out. I feel like it's only good if you, like, you know when the first one comes out and you have to wait a long time till the second one comes out?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't think, if it's all available on instant, it's not very, you can't feel the same pain. Like, Toy Story, remember Toy Story?
Yeah. Like, but then, I feel like that did, okay, I have something to say after that, but yeah, talk about Toy Story.
No, you go first.
It's stuck. I see what you're saying with the point that, okay, yeah, like, you know, there's a lot of anticipation.
No, you go first.
I am going.
I was listening to She Didn't Text Back today. Hashtag Will, hashtag Darren. We love you guys. But listen to their shit today. And then we're like, Darren kept on like stopping Will. Like, Hannah, you go first. And we're like, you go. And it's just like, I was like, I'm going to do this to you next time I see you.
Okay. Well, next time you make this podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. From the perspective, like the old school things that we saw when we were kids was like Monsters Inc., Toy Story, Finding Nemo, and then obviously like much recently, like you know they had Finding Dory and Toy Story 3. But I mean, Toy Story 3 is not even that recent; it's like 2010, which is crazy. It's like 10 years ago.
No, Toy Story 3 was 2012, isn't it? 2012, 2013.
Are you sure?
Because I'm pretty sure. No, it must be 2015, dude. It's not 2020. It must be 2015. 2015, 2016, or 2014, one or the other.
I'm going to Google this.
The reason why I think is those times is because it's about Andy going to university. And it's supposed to, like, sync up with the same generation when they were going to university.
It says 2010, you goddamn son of a gun.
What do I know?
The first Toy Story came out in 1995, which just is insane.
Dude, I'm not thinking of Toy Story at all. I'm thinking of Monsters Inc. You know,
that's what
I was thinking of.
So Toy Story. So obviously the huge gap between Toy Story 2, which is 1997 or something, and then Toy Story 3. You know, was that 13 years or whatever?
Yeah.
That's a big enough gap and whatever. And like, it was good. Like I liked it. And then the same with Monsters University, with Monsters Inc. Like, me and my sisters and my brothers love watching Monsters Inc. And right now with my niece, like, she looks just like Boo, you know? Like, my sister does her hair. My sister does Anaya's hair like Boo.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, Yeah, we call her Boo. But like, she's kind of like Boo, but then also like Dora, because like she's kind of, you know, she's tan. She's got like, tan skin, so she's not like, you know. we've got a history with monsters. And then when Monsters University came out, I was so excited. I was like, oh yeah, that's great. But then it was like the same level of film. But I know you. This next film, the one with a 14-year gap, Incredibles and Incredibles 2.
Dude,
the hype died for me, man. That's what I mean. I still don't want to see it. It just doesn't. I just feel like it died. The first film, I was like, it's okay. But like, it's a cultural phenomenon. Like, I don't know, Disney or whatever. I don't know what they do, but like, all of their films just do so well. So quickly.
Yeah, but I feel like they got, it's because they got that name behind it. You know, people are more likely to take a risk on a Disney movie than any other movie because it's been like well situated. It's like, you know, if you're gonna go to like, hey, where do you want to go eat? And then someone says pizza, people just think of like the big four companies, you know. But like, you're not gonna think of like, should we go to that really weird, sketchy like Eastern takeaway place where like you don't know what kind of meat they sell in there, man.
Okay, that's true. But when you talk about pizza, I get you. Like, well, you know, like names you've heard of, like Pizza Hut, Domino's, those are kind of super contenders. We both tried good pizza from kind of unknown places, albeit they both had like red neon signs and they've had pizza in the title of their thing.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Pizza Union, Bristol and London. Like, They got that sour bread, sourdough bread, and just that thin. It's thin, but it's still good pizza. I don't know, man. I usually like with Domino's and Pizza Hut. I usually go for thick, deep pan.
Oh yeah, dude, deep pan all the way. Don't even at me if you like thin pizza, unless you're in Italy, and then you can at me and let me know what it's like, and then I'll still spit in your face.
unless like, yeah, that sourdough pizza, man. Like, those like weird like indie places that just have those red neon sign and pizza and the thing, and they've got those weird like menus at the top where it's like super minimalist.
Yeah,
and they don't even have like the currency thing. It's just three.
Which really throws me. I'm like, three what? Like three punches? Three dicks? Like, what do you need? Just let me know.
It's just like $4.50. $4.90. What are you talking about?
Even if you ordered like, hey, that's $3.50, like I didn't even say anything. Like, yeah, we know what you want. Yeah. We know what you want before you knew one.
We only have one thing here. Oh, dude, that reminds me of what's his name? James Acaster's Netflix thing. It's called Repertoire.
Okay.
So he's got like it's a stand up thing, but there's like three episodes for something. I only watched like the first half of the first one. He goes into Prete Manager.
Don't you mean Prete Manager?
No. Prete Manager. He's like, you know, because I want a manager. Like Prete Manager, like he was like milking the manager thing. He's like, you know, when I want a manager or something, I go to Prete to manager. Then the whole bit was like he likes getting bananas and stuff. So one time he wasn't really feeling hungry, so he's gonna get a banana, and the lady's like, we're giving away free bananas. And then like he gets the banana and then is about to walk away. She's like, hold on, I didn't say that one's free. and then he's like, okay, which bananas are free? And she said, these ones over here. Like, and then he's like made a point like, if you like the next logical question when someone says we're giving away free bananas isn't, oh, which bananas are free? Point me in the direction of the free bananas. You know? And then what's it called? He was on about like how to get revenge on her, and then he's like, I'm gonna get.
No, dude, the best way you could get away with it, before you say anything, I hope he got revenge like this. He's like, hey, she'd be like, that's £3.50, and he gets like different that stacks of £3.50 on the counter, and she picks like, yeah, not that one, and just carries on.
Nah, his one was like more long winded and elaborate. He's like he's gonna open up a shop that just sells banana. So like, you know, sooner or later she's gonna have to go because like everyone's gonna be talking about the shop that only sells bananas, and then you wanna check if they only sell bananas. But once you're inside, you're trapped. because you can't like browse around in a shop that only sells bananas and be like, oh, you haven't got what I'm looking for.
Thing is, I would say that, like, nah, sorry, man, these aren't the right bananas I'm looking for. What kind are you in?
I'm just browsing. Browsing for what? Get out of here.
I mean, like, I'd be like, hey, can I see the range? I'm looking for something about between 3 and 4 inches. I want to like something between the Asian and African.
I'm thinking of getting something between 3 and 4. 3 or 4 what? 3 or 4.
maybe five. You know.
Anyway, yeah. So like his joke was just about like she's gonna try to get a banana. He's like, oh, we're doing free bananas. Oh no. I don't know how he finished. Anyway, tell me why you like The Incredibles 2.
Basically, right? It's like a child. I was so pissed off though, like, right? You know why? Because the Underminer, I thought it was going to be a longer fight. It just ended so quickly. I was like, God fucking damn, don't tease me so much. It was so hard for this.
I thought it was going to be in a game because 2004, 2005, that's around the time I started like getting emulator games and stuff. As a kid, just like playing Pokemon, especially and whatever. And I'm pretty sure there was the Incredibles game around that time, or maybe a bit later when the DS came out. And then there was like a 3DS, there was a DS emulator.
Dude, Pokemon Blue Sapphire was the best game ever.
Just Sapphire.
No, Blue.
Blue Sapphire?
Yeah.
Oh, like Ruby Red and Blue Sapphire. Oh, shit, I'm an idiot. Okay.
Shit, like now I'm going to get a bunch of emails saying, you guys are idiots. I'm like, oh, shit.
Okay, I'm not super invested in Pokemon because, like, my favorite one was Emerald. Like, again, on the emulators, I used to play every single one. So I started with Green and Red, and then I played Yellow, and then there's like Crystal, Silver, Gold. I don't know what the other ones are. There was Sapphire and Ruby, but there was also Emerald. I don't know if they released them separately because, like, Sapphire and Ruby are the same games, except for the legendary Pokemon at the end is different. But then Emerald has both of those legendary Pokemon. They've got Groudon and the blue one. Groudon and begins with a D, the blue whale Pokemon. And then it also has Rayquaza, the flipping green dragon Pokemon.
Speaking of blue things, do you remember Spyro? What game was that?
Spyro is purple, first of all, and I never played
If you let me finish, Spyro blue is in the blue water, and yes, okay. Spyro was amazing.
Blue in the smooth sky as well. Yeah, sure. Okay, that's the detail the game made. Nah, I didn't play Spyro.
Dude, but
I did
you would literally love Spyro so much.
I don't think I played the PlayStation Spyro. I think I played Spyro on something else.
No, dude. Because the best one is PlayStation. Like anything else, and you haven't played it. It's like. Let's not worry about it, but like getting Spyro was so sick.
I always remember seeing the ads and stuff for it, but I never got into Spyro. But they're doing something with Spyro. It was in the news recently.
When it comes out, I'm making you buy it for me so quick.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna ask you permission. I'm just gonna be like, Mustn't buy this shit. Like, what the fuck's happening?
Is it a remastered version of the PlayStation?
I hope it is. It's annoying because I remember the playing the game. I just don't remember the stories, which is like I just remember playing it, and it was just a sick game because you could fly, you could glide, you could breathe fire, and it's like it's a very strategic game.
Like all those things were Batman, even the breathe fire part. So Batman,
But like Batman and Superman, like they had a common enemy. The mum's name was Martha, and I'm like what a weakness.
Like every time these DC films come out, like Man of Steel. Like, after it was, you know, it was 2013. It was riding off of The Dark Knight, 2012, sick film. The Dark Knight itself was amazing, and The Dark Knight Rises was okay in comparison. But yeah, the Dark Knight trilogy was amazing. And then Man of Steel was coming out, and Christopher Nolan's name was attached to it. And I was like, cool. And then it came out, and it was shit. And everybody's like, oh, God. And then Batman v Superman, like, milking all this stuff with, like, the hype train and whatever. And then... after Batman v Superman, I was like, oh, man, okay, these films might not be
cool.
But, like,
I was going to say, I say that, but, like, if Batman Dark Knight came back again, oh, I love that. That's my favorite Batman movie.
I know, because it was grounded in a way that it was almost real. Like, you know, he's basically like a police officer with armor and gadgets and stuff. Like, he's not like super extremely like extraordinary. Like, he is Batman still, but he's not like extraordinary. Like the Batman, like Ben Affleck's Batman in Batman v Superman. Like how crazy strong he is and durable and agile and whatever. Like, he's flipping about and whatever. But
yeah, dude, like. But... Yeah. You say that, like, I love Bane and I love all the characters, but like, you know what I'm saying, like, really grounded and stuff, like, it's actually possible for someone to do that. That's what reminds me of Law Abiding Citizen. I'm like, yo, yeah. That's why I love that movie so much.
I don't remember how it ends exactly, but I mean, like, he had the tunnel, right? He was in solitary confinement. Spoilers.
Spoilers, hey, okay, you have 2 minutes. Skip 2 minute 35, just a random number. I don't know what time we're on. Shit, nobody knows. But like,
he
gets blown up in the thingy,
right?
But
then he's got an underground tunnel between like the businesses that he owns or something.
Yeah, but what happened was he was using the underground tunnels to like get out of prison and assassinate people.
Right.
But like Jamie Foxx figures out like he planted a bomb in the cabinet wherever where they were discussing the issues about him. And Jamie Foxx puts a bomb underneath his bed, and Jamie Foxx is like, hey, don't press the button, man, because he's like, nah, I have to, and he does it, and then he realizes the bomb's within inside his bunker or whatever, and that's yeah, which is nuts. And I'm like, god damn. You know,
yeah, I feel like that, yeah, maybe a man can do it, and you kind of get why he was driven to do it. He was, you know, he wasn't like a poor guy. He was kind of well off, and just it happened for no reason. This murderer, serial killer, or whatever, just for no reason, kills his wife and kids. And
things that that makes me think. Like, yeah. Am I that like you know, would I be willing to do that for if, like something happened? Like, would that be the thing that pushes me over the edge?
I don't. Because the guy was married and had a kid, we're both, you know, 6 years old, so that's a way of ways for us to think about like how you would feel for something like that to happen. I mean, I have nieces, like, I love them very much, but I can't really comprehend the kind of
true.
The grief you can like feel, like the extent of the grief you can feel.
But wait, real quick though, would you awaken your Mangekyo Sharingan that happened?
I mean, definitely. Goddamn. Oh my goodness. The three Tomoe and then Sharingan and then
the Rinnegan?
Somehow. Do you remember like the caveat of getting like an eternal Mangekyo Sharingan is you have to get somebody else's eye and somehow absorb it?
No, so the caveat was like you need two Mangekyo Sharingans?
Yeah, so like you need to awaken your Mangekyo Sharingan. Yeah. And then you need to
steal somebody else.
Somebody else is awakened. Yeah, that's just.
Thing is though, now that I think about it, I don't understand why. I guess Itachi never knew about it because he could have stolen his dad's Mangekyo Sharingans when he awakened his.
But did he have it?
Yeah, dude.
His dad?
His dad had it.
Okay, I must have missed that. That might have been a filler episode.
It's during the Itachi's Light and Darkness path where they discuss it. And it's nuts, dude, because his dad basically said, he brought Itachi down to say, you know the tablets that Black Zetsu changes, even though you can't read it?
Yeah.
And you know how it gets clearer with the more powerful your eyes or whatever?
So he gets
Itachi downstairs. And this is when Itachi's already like this loathing his clan. He's like, you know, this clan is nothing. Like, you know, you guys are limiting yourself and whatever. And he comes down that stairs, and then it's just him and his dad. And he's like, where have you been? And he's like, oh, you know, with the Black Ambu, whatever, doing the mission. And then he's like, oh, see these stones here? You could read them with, huh?
Oh, damn, jeez. Anyway, yeah, sorry, what? I missed that last
one. Dude, what happened?
Oh, I was just like, where have you been? And I could just imagine it's like late at night. Itachi comes home, like 9 years old or whatever. He's like, I was just doing my missions, dude.
Oh, I just killed 10 million people. Anyway, so yeah, he comes home and he's like, and then he, you know, like they go to the shrine where the meeting just happened to overthrow the Leaf Village. And then.
flashbacks to that, man. Like, so many times, like, ah, oh, you gotta go to the Uchiha place and go underground and see the path. Like, Sasuke, like, 7 times or whatever.
Yeah. But no, so that happens, and then Itachi's like, okay. And then Dad's like, hey, Itachi, see this stone? They get better. And he's like, what do you want me to do, Dad? We be able to just read it for you with the mangekyo? Cool. Because everyone knows Itachi has them, but no one knows his dad has them. And, and he's like, yeah, that's not required. And then he turns around. And his ones are sick as well.
Oh, man. I don't remember his. I mean, yeah, I really didn't think that his dad had it as well. Which is, I mean, it's weird, like, how the parents of, like, some of the main characters are also, like, strong. Because I don't know if you know this, but in Dragon Ball, like, Goku's dad, Bardock, he gets, like, killed and stuff by Frieza easily. And then, like, there's, like, a film about him. I don't know if it was before or after or when it takes place, but basically he also becomes Super Saiyan. And it's so weird because in Dragon Ball, like, in the first, in Dragon Ball Z, when Goku first becomes Super Saiyan, it's such a big deal. And then, like, now they're, like, 20 levels above. And anyway, back to Naruto. So he sees his dad's Mangekyo Sharingan in the shrine
place. Yeah, and then the dad's like, hey, I don't need your Mangekyo, I have my own, like, kind of thing. And he's like, whoa. He's like, really taken back by it. And he's like, why doesn't anybody else need it? Because, like, if anybody else found out, he would have been like, you should control the Kyuubi and take over the Leaf Village by force. And he's like, I don't want to take over by force. I want to make sure there's less bloodshed as possible. And his dad was a really nice guy, you know? But, like...
Was he? I thought they were doing... The whole reason why Hiruzen, like, ordered Itachi to kill them is because they were planning the coup anyway.
Yeah, they were planning the coup because when the second... So first Hokage, like, he's like, Itachi, Uchiha's love people, whatever, right? But the second Kage didn't trust them.
Yeah.
That's
why he made the police. That's why he made the military police.
Yeah, and then when they're revived from the dead, he later ponders the thought, that fact, like, when you put somebody in power, no matter who they are, they're always going to be disliked. So because they were Uchiha, and then they were, like, the Leaf Village, they were, like, doubly disliked. Right. And then the whole incident with the Ninetale happened, and only an Uchiha could do the visual power because of the Sharingan. But they didn't know that Madara was alive. Oh, okay. We all know who it was. Let's not spoil anyone. But we knew Madara wasn't alive then.
It's way past that. Come on, Naruto's been out forever.
All right. We all knew it was Obito wasn't alive at that point because they thought it was a Kasumi. Yeah. So that's why there was less trust. And they put him in outside skirts so they could put more eye on them. But because of that, there was resentment growing. But if they had integrated them properly, like all the other clans, then I don't think that would have happened. So, like, the reason why Itachi got really taken back by it, and then when Thingy gave the order, Danzo gave the order to kill all of them, he was like, he went to Obito and he's like, oh, I need your help. And when he was going and killing people, he's like, oh, the hardest person to kill is going to be another Mangekyo user. Yeah. And his dad's like, this is the path you've chosen. We respect it. Just make sure you look after Sasuke. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, so there's backstory because from, like, the original way we saw it was that his dad just lets him kill himself.
Yeah,
they kill him and
he does. His dad lets him kill himself here as well. But he says that, like, you sided with them, not us. We get it.
Yeah,
and both him and his mom, like, he's like, don't waver. You know, our pain only lasts a couple of seconds. Whereas
did Sasuke's mom even ever say anything? Like, except for that one time she mentioned, like, she was chatting to Naruto's mom.
Yeah, that's the only time she said something.
Like, she still said anything. It's so weird. Like, how Sasuke's mom was, like, just completely ignored.
Dude, but no, the other thing I was going to say was that, like, apparently there's a Itachi sketchbook which has been created. Like, we saw the anime, but it's supposed to be a spin-off. But you know when he kills his girlfriend? You know that girl he really liked?
I didn't know Itachi had that kind of depth to him, but okay.
No, I don't think he was his official girlfriend, but he really liked her, and she really liked him.
It was one of his side chicks.
No. The main one. You know the one, like, he's, like, training, and he's like, Sasuke, Itachi, come and eat with us, come and train with us. And he's like, and that's when he's pondering about life, like, you know, life comes, life dies, whatever. But he's, like, super skilled or whatever. Anyways, so when he stabbed her, using the eternal his Mangekyo Sharingan, because, you know, the Tsukiyomi, he could control the time.
Yeah.
He showed a life with him and her growing old together, and when she turned old, they died. She died from her wounds in real life, but in her memory, she died from, like, being old with him.
But
the thing is, though, I can't verify it because I haven't read the manga, and I need to find this manga and read it because it's gonna be like anything to do with Itachi. I will suck the man off any time of the week, man. That guy is real good.
I guess Amazon is a good show, except unless that thing wasn't translated into English for some. But I guess it would have been. I mean, it's been some time, and dude, just maybe do some research. Maybe just Google it. Maybe just Amazon it.
Maybe at some point I need to. But yeah, dude, like now I'm like speak about all day. You know, like I love that guy.
I know. Every now and then, like I just be like at work or something, and I just think. Kimi, Hana, Odatsu, Hana, Hana, Odatsu, Morayo, like that one opening. Yeah, like, and then we are fighting dreamers.
Fighting dreamers. Dude.
Yeah, and then, like, just randomly, like, you remember, like, when Naruto was on TV?
Yeah, Cartoon Network. Like, shout out Telewest.
Those openings were so sick, yo. Man. Like they were so intense. Like OOP Part One Naruto,
dude. The opening. No, you know what I think about? I'm like, imagine all of a sudden, like everyone's Naruto powers got activated, and like I'm always like randomly just trying out random hand signs just in case. I'm like, Chidori.
Anything? No, I'm still a virgin. No, still a loser. Well,
or like still no prince. Or like you know, like trying to wake up my Sharingan, just go watch somebody die close to me. I'm like, ah.
How many times have you tried that?
You know, let's not worry about it.
Don't worry about the exact number. Just go to a retirement home and just like make really like endearing, long lasting.
How do you do that? Like, I was thinking that. Okay. That's like a this is a really weird tangent, but like I'm thinking of like Teen Wolf when we used to like really love that show. And like, you know, like.
Yeah, we were doing this. Oh my God.
But like, you know, when you like become an alpha, it's like you become an alpha of a thing. And then like, but if you kill your crew, you become an alpha, you get like more powers and everything. And then you.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, you're on about. I was going to say DeLorean, but it's something. Dorian or something.
Yeah. So he had like an alpha pack. He had an alpha pack.
Yeah. So he had a pack of.
Alphas who killed their
alphas
thing.
That killed their crew. But then, so he was alpha of those up. But he's a demon wolf.
But the thing is, if that was me, I would like have so many alpha packs, and I would end up killing all of them, and I become super super strong. Like, can I just go?
Yeah.
And
then, I don't understand how like it's similar in Teen Wolf, like the whole Dragon Ball Z, like the kind of the power ups and scaling in terms of like in your first season.
Yeah,
I just burped. Like I was gonna talk through my burp because I was listening to John Mulaney. He's like, as I've gotten older, I talk through my burps. Like, are you gonna to the place? And then he's like, when I was a kid, it'd just be like, everybody, stop what you're doing. I'm gonna burp, and then you burp. But now you just talk through him because you're old.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna do that. Real quick. In like season one of Teen Wolf, like you know, he's really struggling and he's getting his beta powers or whatever, and then he's only so strong, and then you know Peter Hale is only so strong, and then it keeps going. In season two, you know, there's different enemies and whatever. Dude, there's a Jackson.
You just made my heart hurt. Like I nearly started crying for a second. I was like,
wait, what?
Oh, Allison dies, and I was like, oh.
Ah man, she was so pretty.
She was so pretty. Goddamn Skull, why did you have to fuck things up, man? She was so pretty.
Yeah, that was cool. No, that whole that really like she's a family of hunters and stuff.
But she I just remember like being really infatuated with the idea of her. Not even her. I just liked her character so much. I'm like she's so nice.
Yeah, I mean, like yeah, for some reason like those American shows just make like imagine your wife was easy. Imagine your parents were white. Imagine how easy life would be. You can just go to the house, just spend this guy there. No problem. No questions asked.
You could get a mortgage. Get a mortgage and a 401k without any trouble whatsoever.
No troubles. Nobody looks at you funny. Oh, man. Yeah. Man, Allison. That was really interesting.
Allison and then what's her name? Cora, the demon fox?
The Kira.
Yeah. She was pretty good looking as well, but then I
Arden too. She's a YouTuber. She's made videos with Niga Higa.
But you know, can't be
anyway. Allison, OP best girl of Teen Wolf.
Wait, when did we watch a 2K13? Right.
I think it was before that. I think it was 2012.
Dude. She all right. It's official now. 2012. She was my 2K12 crush. Mine and yours. I'm gonna bring you into this as well, just in case. Say,
that's no problem. I'll accept. Yeah, Crystal Mead is her name. Alice.
Dude, when she,
I don't know.
Her imagine name. She hears
this. Alice and Arjun, isn't it? Alison Arjun.
It is Alison Arjun. Dude, but imagine she hears this. She's like, yo, like I see what you guys say in the podcast. Why don't you guys marry me real quick? But the caveat is. You gotta break the other one's hand. I'd be like, Mawson, you know I like you, but I beat the shit out of you.
I just said break his hand, and you keep going. Kick your ass, I swear. No, I'm Sonny, I'm the guy that Googles dude, on Wikipedia, dude. Every actor that I'm in.
Dude, I go into like the crazy demon robot, like you know from Futurama. Ha ha ha.
Yeah. What's this? I forgot his name. I want to say Larry.
No, it wasn't Larry.
Then I don't know. Then, yeah, the red robot, the red crazy.
It wasn't Larry though.
Okay, I can't remember. But yeah, I've always googled celebrities that I always care about, and you know I've googled like everything. Yeah, Alison Arjun, Crystal Reed. I swear she's already married, and she's like 30.
I would like. I would.
She was significantly older than all the other guys and girls on the show.
Does she have kids?
I don't think so.
I would take care of her from anywhere. I'd be like, you know, I'll get a part time job. It's all right. We can live in a box, in a comfy box. It's all right.
Yeah, she's an actress. She was in Gotham. She was what's his name? The Maroni? No, Falcone. She's Falcone's daughter in Gotham.
I never watched Gotham.
Dude, I don't. You just Google Gotham, season 4, I think, and Crystal Reed. She looks just the same. Like it's weird how she has an age, man.
Humans don't change faces, Martin. Let's just clarify that.
I know, but she doesn't look crazy.
Wait, what's her real name? We will use a generic search engine to find her image. Hashtag Google.
A generic. We've already said it's Crystal Reed. So Crystal, like the regular spelling of Crystal.
Crystal.
And then Reed, R-E-E-D.
Oh yeah, I found her.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. This is bringing back feelings, man. I'm already. I'm like, damn. Oh.
In Gotham, like, Gotham has a certain aesthetic to it. Like, the kind of, the visuals are very dark and everything. So almost every character wears gray or black.
Yeah, I see her, man. But, like, I think it's just her face, you know? I don't even care for her body. I think it's like her face and brain.
So you mean her personality? She seems like a cool person, right?
No. Her face and brain, Mawson.
But yeah, I saw that she went to Wayne State University. My dad went to that university, dude.
Did you not know her?
No, dude. My dad went there. Like my dad went there in like 1980. So she was born around the time my dad went to that university.
You're not answering my question. Did he know her?
No,
give me a one-on-one with her. I swear, I'll teach her some like basic algebra.
She's the generation between our generation and our parents' generation.
Dude, she's 33. I could work with that.
Can you?
Yeah.
She's 10 years older.
Dude, age. Yeah, but thingy, Nick Jonas, that was his name. Something Jonas is dating Deepika Padukone.
Padukone's getting married to
Ranveer. Yeah, no, she's dating, what's her name?
Priyanka,
yeah. Then they make it work,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, there is like an age gap.
There's a 10-year age gap. Precisely 10-year age gap, man.
But this is the thing, Sonny. We're talentless hacks. There's no way we're going to meet Crystal Reed. There's no way.
Unless we go to Comic-Con, because apparently she's been to Comic-Con a lot of times.
Yeah, because of Gotham, yeah, she's been there, yeah.
Ah, goddamn.
Alison. Anyway, I was talking about
how do we get to Alison from like
we're gonna talk about season one and the power ups between like you know like what's his name
Scott McCall.
His mom was so funny because she's just a single mom and she's like oh man this guy is so like sucks and then like she finally meets Peter Hale and then he's like Peter Hale like the evil crazy guy. I don't know, that was pretty funny. Anyway, like the power ups between. Like season one and then like season 4 and 5, like you know, there's so much that happens, and it kind of takes you back and then like takes you out of the kind of the show that is set up, like how powerful he was in season 2, You know, after going through all those ordeals, and then like he meets a new enemy, and then they're on the same kind of power level, if not that person's like somehow even stronger. Mm. Like there was the Mexican ones, isn't it? The Mexican or something, like
yeah,
I don't know which season it was, where like Derek and Peter were like trapped by them in some place, and they were both. It was so,
they go back to it with Cora when she can't control the thingy. And like
Kitsune.
Oh, I remember all these words, man. And I love Styles. That was the best character ever.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think we need to make this a statement. Like, Dylan O'Brien was the star of that show, even though he was only.
Wait, are we considering Allison or no Allison?
I mean, somebody who. Okay, I did also have a crush on Styles, if that's what we're getting at, Sunny. But I don't know.
Yeah, so did I. But imagine you're on a romantic beach in Hawaii. And you're topless.
Ain't nothing wrong with a couple guys enjoying time together. Couple of guys in Hawaii. That was a Toby Turner song. You know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to put it on record. I don't know who this person is, and never shall.
Oh my god. Oh my god. You know Styles is his name was revealed, isn't it?
From what?
Like, you know, because Styles is just short for Stilinski.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because they made a big deal about what his actual first name is.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was.
You know what it is? Yeah, because I've just Googled it and I'm on the Teen Wolf wiki.
Oh, no. Intrigued.
It's, I'm going to butcher this name, but it's Mishislav.
Dude, we like the Russian. That's not good, man.
No, it's a Polish name. We like Stilinski.
That's even worse. I'm joking. That's even worse. Guys, I'm joking.
It's what's it called? Mishel's.
Yeah, but dude, his dad was a police officer, and his dad's name wasn't something that crazy.
Yeah, but it's his mum's side, isn't it? It's his mum's side of the family.
I still can't believe his mum died. That was sad.
Yeah. But yeah, so his dad, obviously, like Noah. Dude, you know what the cool thing about his dad is? His dad, he played Johnny Cage in the Mortal Kombat film. Like, I was a big fan. I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of fighting games. And I love, like, Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter.
Yeah.
But the Mortal Kombat film. Because the Street Fighter film in itself, it had a lot of issues because of... what's his name? Raul something? Basically, the guy who played the villain.
Yeah.
He wasn't like he got diagnosed with cancer and stuff, and his health was just declining.
Holy shit!
Yeah, so like basically the reason why they made this Street Fighter film is because like Capcom were like, we need something by Christmas that's just gonna sell well and stuff, like in terms of movie, for some reason, like they wanted to make a film deal, or like whoever made the film, they were like, we need to have a successful film, so they had to like literally make the film in like 8 months or something.
Yeah, why
something. Just because they had to get it released before Christmas of the next year. So like, there was a lot of issues with it. His name is, Raul Julia. Like, he got cancer and he still, like, did, like, one of the greatest performances of all time in like, a crappy film. Anyway, Mortal Kombat, I think it's Annihilation or the one before that. But, yeah, Styles' dad plays Johnny Cage. And when I first saw Teen Wolf, I was like, oh, shit, it's Johnny Cage.
Yeah, your car doesn't work, so we normally use a chair to like block the doors without locking. Not right now though, only when you're leaving.
Okay. Allegedly.
Did you go to the girls' toilet?
Yeah.
There's one like literally across that room, right?
Kidding.
Yeah.
I'll be getting one in the library.
Don't ask me how I know that, but like, I just know. It's on the way.
I know where all the lights
are. Yeah. No, literally, if you go down that way, it's literally right opposite you.
That's great.
Taking a short break, with no pauses.
No worries. Yeah, sorry. Welcome back, guys. Welcome to the. I'm doing a podcasting real quick.
We had to wait while you had a conversation with somebody.
It's all right. We're gonna pay for this. Don't worry.
You had a full-on conversation. You have a brunch with her on Sunday, aren't you?
Let's not name sources, but I think I'm married to her now. I'm thinking of Allison too much, and then like, I got a wedding ring out, and like, don't even worry about it. You know what?
Oh yeah, like the conventional way to get married. You think about someone, and then you're in your feelings about that person, you latch on.
Spit it out, man! Spit it out! God damn, you just got stuck there.
What?
You got stuck into in your feelings. You're like, oh shit, my feelings.
I'm drinking Dr. Pepper and like.
Dude,
you know, because it's so sweet.
I was gonna say, technically though, people when they get married, they might be something about somebody else. Let's face it. When a normal guy gets married, he's like, and it was like Jennifer Lawrence showed up, and you're telling me he would not break up the wedding to marry her.
is Jennifer Lawrence consenting in this? What's going
on? No, she's 100% yes consenting.
And she's like, what's it called? If you oppose this marriage, speak now or forever.
Dude, did that happen in New Girl when CeCe was going to marry that Indian guy, and then Taylor Swift was like, "I object," and I was like, "Oh shit, Taylor!"
Oh shit, Taylor Swift's in that.
Yeah, dude, do you remember? She's like Rajiv. Mm. She's like, I know most girls want that guy to tour, but I love you, small brown chocolate, something like that. That's like, oh shit, Taylor.
Oh shit! I need to finish New Girl.
You do, like, you do. Start of season 2. It's cool.
I think I got halfway through season 4.
Dude, it's amazing.
One of the last episodes I remember watching is either the one where Nick discovers Tran's daughter.
And he thought she was homeless because she like slapped on YouTube and stuff. She turned out to be super rich.
wait, no. So he thought Tran was homeless and stuff. But yeah, so Tran is super rich and his daughter, whatever. Unless there was an episode with that female police officer and Winston.
Yeah.
Something between them and like them. Finding that they have feelings for each other or whatever.
Dude, the final season is sick because like CC hashtag spoilers, CC and Winston have a child.
CC and Winston.
Not CC and Winston, CC and Schmidt.
Really?
Schmidt have a
CC.
Dude, okay. By the way, speaking of names, that was so weird when like you find out Schmidt's first name is Winston as well.
Yeah. I remember seeing it in the video because in the reveal, like Schmidt, like the Schmidt we know, like he has the name tag thing, and he throws it across the desk and says Winston Schmidt, and you're like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this?
Oh
yeah,
it was actually nuts.
I forgot. We've tangented on so many tangents that like. I don't know what the circle rule is for this tangent. I mean, this is too many tangents. I feel like SolidWorks has an error. Autodesk inventor. Like, I can't solve this.
You know what? Let's bring the volume down a little bit and just let's get back to the original question, which is, I feel like there's too many people on Earth, man. Like, there needs to be something.
So, by every single conversation, we circle back to you saying that there needs to be like a cleanse of the world's population or whatever.
Think about
it. The Greek guy at work, man. He's talking about a bunch of conspiracy theories and stuff. Like, he tangents just as much. He's like, this and that, and then he talks about random stuff. I'm like, oh no. Like, I just get scared about it. And you know how he didn't show up, like, the first of the day? Somebody grab this guy. He's talking about conspiracy theories. What is life? But yeah, he's talking about a bunch of stuff, man. He's talking about the Philadelphia experiment. There's like apparently Nikola Tesla was involved in like an experiment to try and make a naval ship disappear.
Dude, Nikola Tesla was involved in a lot of involved in a lot of government testing. That's why he had
World War One stuff.
Yeah,
He was really involved in that because. Obviously, he was just a scientist, but he was just turned out to be really useful and whatever. But I was listening to a guy describe the Philadelphia experiment on my walk home because, dude, the walk home is so dark. You know, like my mom's like, just walk a different way or take the bus. Like it's a long way to take a bus and whatever. She's just like, because the walk home is 20 minutes. It's a 20-minute walk.
From uni.
No, from my house to work.
Oh shit! Yeah.
I have a job like a grown up. I'm sorry.
Well, we get it. But, you're rich and successful who won't buy me shit.
Humble brag.
I told you. And let me call you daddy and you start buying me shit.
Same. Just put it on my tab. I swear I'll get around to it. But yeah, like, because the walk home is like proper dark, man. It's like kind of scary. So I have to put the flash on. And I have to listen to something, because if I pause it and just I'm listening to the sounds of nothingness in a dark, empty void, I'm just losing it,
man. Dude.
So I was listening to like something which is equally as scary as just nothing. You know, some guy describing like I think his name's Al Bays something, but he's like one of the scientists behind it. But it sounded like bullshit, man. Like, what are you saying? Like, oh yeah, they've got like a electromagnetic wave or something, or like something. It's like a powerful pulse that bends the light around it, so that it's like a, so basically to make the ship invisible, they generate this big like force field kind of thing. And the reason why it's invisible is because the light has to travel around like the circular sphere that they generate.
Yeah.
So that the light goes around and sees directly what's behind it.
Holy shit.
I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? How did they do this in the 30s or the 40s?
Dude, no, that's nothing. Like, well, in one of my things I'm learning in uni, one of my modules is I'm learning about, like, you know, during World War One, right? When the naval ships were real big and stuff. Like, there's this mathematician or whatever, and he's like, and he came up with this really weird thing, and he started painting navy ships with like zebra patterns, but like really odd zebra patterns.
Right.
And even putting the flight, so the zebra pattern is why? Because you know when you have a kaleidoscope or a telescope, whatever, from the submarine or whatever, or another ship, you know, you're supposed to be, okay. You could normally take waypoints and you have to like say, hey, this is how fast they're moving and whatever. But if it's like a zebra pattern, because it distorts, like it breaks everything down and you don't know how fast it's going, whatever, it's really difficult to figure out what location they're at and what speed they're going. Yeah. And then this guy was like, hey, yeah, why don't we, like, let's say the ship's going left to right. They'll have a flag blowing right to left. So look, the ship's going the wrong way.
Okay.
And I'm like, how do people come up with this shit, man?
Okay. I see what you're saying. Like, but I feel like in a poker game that is this conversation, I put like, I don't know, 4 aces down and you're like trying to convince me that your fucking two threes, like a pair of threes are worth jack in this situation. I'm talking about a fucking wave that distorts the light around it. You're talking about a flag that waves the opposite direction.
Tomato, tomato, right?
Okay, that is just as interesting.
Fine. If you really want to go really interesting, there's this guy who, like, you know,
you're like keeping this from me, like teasing. Like, I just deserve it.
I'm waiting until we get a big gun. But like, okay, so there's this guy. You know, he have like camouflage and shit, but for satellites, you can't normally tell because it blends in with the background so well. Yeah. Some guy developed this algorithm where like he could like distinctly tell what it is that it's underneath the camouflage and where exactly it is. Just by a satellite. Even if the satellite is not even like very good, you can tell.
So what does he use to kind of
It's an algorithm, and I can't discuss it because we actually sign NDAs and stuff. Like, hey guys, like we're teaching some top secret shit. Don't tell anybody, especially not on a podcast. No, not with a chump or anything.
Well, okay. Jeez.
No, I'm joking. No. It's this really weird, like, image manipulation thing you'd have to learn about.
Ooh. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just really weird manipulation, image manipulation thing you have to do. But yeah, some of that thing's cool. Like, we learned about Amazon Go, which is really cool as well. Like, they use all the sensors and stuff, like photo recognition things, where, like, they can see who you are, what you want to buy and stuff. And that's what we learned about, like, Amazon. And I'm like, fuck, Amazon, man. Hey, Jeffrey Bezos, if you're hearing this, can you, like, send us a couple of bill? Just a couple.
Just a few monies to get us off our feet.
Both.
Get us on our feet? Off our feet? just both of them. Just keep the lights running. That's what people would say. Keep the show free, because we haven't literally plugged.
We did plug the company which I paid for.
Which
does that count?
Oh yeah, that's true. I mean, in a way. Now we've incepted the idea.
Bezos.
Amazon. Dude, Amazon, man. I'm returning something. Yeah. You did tell me like how easy it is to return something. They pay for the return post. So I just have to pack it and put the free label on and then just put it. But they've also got Hermes pickups.
Dude, it's so nuts. So I don't know. Like, that's why they're losing money, man.
Yeah, but Sunny,
if anyone's in their pocket, I'm always thinking Amazon. I've been thinking nothing else. Not even my mother.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, it's super convenient, like Hassan Minaj. It's just so convenient to get it from Amazon. But also, I can't get the Hermes pickup because I don't think I could choose what time to pick it up. So yeah, I won't be home. So I'm gonna send it to the post office,
which is my
house on Saturday morning. Yeah, it's kind of long. But then I need to get something else for the thing with Hamza. I need to return some things and then get a different thing. So, because we did is we got two phantom powers for the microphone, and then we got a mixer, and the mixer is outputs a 3.5mm jack. So then we get the jack and then we plug it into a USB sound card into his Mac, because you can't plug in a microphone directly by a jack into the Mac into a MacBook. So that's not working out, and it's creating like a fuzzy sound. So I'm going to return those and then just get an audio interface that has two.
Hello.
It's gonna just directly be a USB into.
I don't know. I lost you. I think I was walking too much, and then
what just happened?
All of a sudden, just went to a room. But it's all right. Well, I think this is a good time to end the podcast.
Sorry for calling.
Well, thank you all for listening. Are you going to say anything else?
I can't find my anchor.
Yeah, you gonna say anything?
I'm back, baby.
I just meant to end the podcast to say thank you all for listening.
Okay, well,
they can find
me. All right, well, thank you for listening.
They can find me.
Sunny, where can they find you?
501p. Where can they find you? That's right, 5 and 1.
P on Twitter, okay, 5AND1, the number 1, and then P. And then you can find me at Mohsin the Unar, MohsinTheUnar on Twitter and Instagram, the social media does that actually matter, you know. So if you want to follow, you can catch up. I don't really tweet much, but I do make a bunch of Instagram.
We'll talk about it after the podcast. Don't even worry about it.
Daily Zephyr.
Anyways, thank you guys. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right, wait. All right, bye.
Have a good